Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, because the foundation has been set, and yes, we are calling all men to join the conversation. And I'm telling you, let's keep it real and make this declaration today: I will do better. Man up simply means now is my time to fight. Number one, I'm taking personal responsibility of my own life. I'm no longer relying on my personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. My steps are ordered by the Lord. I'm walking in purpose with God, and I'm holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed to a life of constant change and growth. The Man Up Credo states, I am no longer operating with the double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrow. I am called according to my purpose. I am the God in me through Christ Jesus. Man up. We're going to play this song for us before we go further. I want everybody out there to tag, share, invite somebody to this broadcast tonight as we release the hot topics for us men, not the women, us for us men here on Man Up. But who wants to serve?
I want to be like Daniel. Yeah. I want to be like Paul. Hey.
I just want to serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just want to serve you.
I want to serve you, Lord.
Yeah.
I do everything
I
that
myself.
I can.
Forever, I'm going to need your help.
I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill his purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before anyone on this earth, I'm committed to you first. We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrifice. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelations, I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty gold is my baby. We're sitting with Jesus.
finna eat with the believers, finna reap what we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign, Father, we need you. Your love is everything I wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I love you.
Father, I love you, 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 I love you.
I just wanna serve you.
I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracles, pinnacle, spiritual, from the village. I can feel it, can you feel it? This is part of my healing. It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children. It's time that we teach them how to love and show them how to feel it. See, all of my life, I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody was in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Men on a mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change all our consciously. If you really love him, follow me. Cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are if you let him lead you to your freedom. You can be reborn.
Man, you know what I'm saying? I'm just thankful. God saved me. You know what I'm saying? High out there on drugs and wilding out. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it without him. You know what I'm saying? So I gave my life to him. So now I'm committed to serving his people. Man, praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
I just wanna serve you. I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone. Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Amen, amen. I just want to serve you. Welcome tonight, my brothers and my sisters, to Man Up the Movement here on the Now Network. Just gracious to have an opportunity just to open up this channel and this opportunity to talk. And for us men to really use this a place, and I know other people are listening, but for us men to use this a place for us just to come together on one accord. So now we can meet individually. Now we can meet collectively. Now we can talk after church and go into deeper conversations. But this is our platform that we can share and hear one another without having to be in the same place. So I just thank God for this platform that he's given each and every one of us here at the Now Network radio broadcast to be able to share the uncompromisable word of truth. Amen. Tonight, there is really no subject. But one thing that I've noticed is that the adversary and the spiritual entities are busy right now. You start to see churches growing and people coming back to church, and now all of a sudden the spirit of fear is being put back out there, that the numbers are going back up and you got to start wearing masks again and all these mandates again, which most of us, if we keep it 100, fall into the category of fear. Well, the Bible says, and I'm not trying to preach, I want to talk tonight, but the Bible says that we have not been given the spirit of fear. So it wasn't a free gift. It wasn't something God intended for us to have. And we shouldn't have to operate in it unless we fall subject to it. It's not something God puts on us, fear. It's not something God wants us to experience, fear. He says, but we've been given love. We've been given power that we should not be in fear. So we're not given the spirit of love, but of power and sound mind. How many of us can attest that we're dealing daily with the situation of the mind? If it's not right in your own home, it's right next door. Or if it's not at your church, it's at your ministry, or if it's just on the corners. I mean, it's not in a place that I know in California, you can't go and experience the attack on the mind on the corners of each and every city, each and every county, each and every district and state. So it's rounded, and we got to do better at talking so we can have better answers when you're approached in the situation, when you know not to engage anymore. There has to be some changing to the rules of engagement. But if we don't talk about that and we just keep going on that way, then you hear about this killing and this. We have to change our means of our rules of engagement, and we have to be much more conscious. I know the Bible says that God sends us out in twos. Most people think, why? So you got two people knocking on doors. No, he sent them out in twos that one could watch the other and the other can watch the other. So you weren't alone and there's somebody always watching your back. Us brothers, are we really true to that? So just a couple of things I want to put out there. We're going to open up the lines immediately. I already saw, see that Minister Michael, what we're going to call him by his stage name, Man Up. Rockbox has already dialed one and is ready to engage. If you're ready to engage also, go ahead, dial one, get in it, come to the top, and let's talk about it. We're gonna pray, and then we're going to go forward in this communication of where do we need to be focusing on and what can we be doing better. We're still lacking. We're still not there. But guess what? With God, we can get there. And if with God, if we follow his instructions and stay the course, believe me, we will see the victory of him in us, through us, and around us in Jesus' name. So Heavenly Father God, we thank you today. We praise you today. We glorify you today. We open up this platform that you can reside and that you can rest in this room tonight. Lord, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, let our agendas, let our means and things that we have personally die right now by the spirit of agreement that is not by power and it's not by might, but it's by the spirit of you that you dwell here. Take over. Rule our voices. Rule our thoughts. Rule our thinking. Rule everything, Lord, that we become sound-minded in you. And the spirit of fear is now bound on earth as it's bound in heaven. It is loosed on earth as it's loosed in heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus, come on, somebody. Let the church say amen. Come on, put your hands together. Well, good evening, my brother, Minister Michael, a.k.a. Rock Box in the house. What's up?
Baby, what's up with y'all?
Baby, hey, baby. Up,
yeah, hey, well, let me just go and elaborate what we're talking about now. Because I've been having it's going to fit with everything we're talking about, too.
Right, right.
It's not a debate, but it's like I've been having them on my mind and my spirit, and it's reference to Old Testament, New Testament.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is that, when Jesus died for us or whatever, we're not under the law no more. We're under grace. Right?
Yes.
Okay. So...
Are you stating your position? Or are you asking me a question?
Both.
Okay, then make your statement first, and I'm gonna come back with you. I'm gonna come back with you on that.
Okay, gotcha. It was kind of like both at the same time. Yeah, gotcha. Okay. Okay. Well. Okay. Being under grace. You know, I think if we start reminding, first of all, we got to stay anchored in the word in these times right now, because we in pestilent times, first of all. And by us being anchored in the word or whatever, this is going to keep some of that fear off of us. This is what we're going to need. You know, that I'm saying this is what we need is the fear. I mean, to stay anchored in the word, first of all. What I'm saying, and the reason why I'm saying to stay anchored in the word, but by staying anchored in the word, I think we got to be reminded that we're under grace now and not under the law no more. Because if we start elaborating and telling them more about being under the new covenant, you know, saying what's the purpose of why Jesus died and everything, I think it'll straighten out a lot of things. Because sometimes you hear a lot of pastors and ministers, they talk about the Old Testament, kind of stay on it. Not elaborating that we actually under grace. Sometimes they pray, they preach enough to where it's just we just still under the law, but we not. And I think that need to be emphasized in order to take some of the fear away, because when you go into the New Testament, that's all it says is fear not. And that's, I think that would be some of the resolution to it personally. Because it's happening with me right now. I had to, because I've been going through it a little bit too. Like, okay, you know, and I know the difference now. And that's another thing. I've learned the difference. And so, and I think if I learn the difference, I'm sure if we start elaborating more to other people or whatever, it's going to do the same thing for them and their spirits or whatever to take that fear off of them.
Right, right.
Yeah. So, okay. That's, I mean, I probably didn't explain it exactly the way I wanted to, but. You know, I know what's on my mind.
Hey, son, you didn't have to. You said just what God wanted to us to hear, and I'm gonna be obedient in this hour to give you what you asked for.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. Amen. Amen.
We're gonna talk afterwards, but now we're gonna go into a teaching session, because those type of questions are very important, because a lot of us are taught by people that are still trying to live the old way.
And if you know anything,
and if I could get you, if you got your Bible tonight, we ain't going to preach, but if you've got your Bibles, and I want to give every man, every person on here an assignment to read Hebrews chapter 8.
Okay.
Chapter 8. I need you to read the whole thing, and we'll probably go through the whole thing right now, but I need you to read it four times. But get familiar, understanding, get some revelation, and get some application in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So check this out. So you brought the question up. It's like, are we under grace or are we under law? Well, we're definitely not here under law, because that's the reason Jesus came.
Amen.
To destroy the law. He did not come to destroy the Jews, the Gentiles, the heathens. He didn't come to. He came to destroy the law in the Jewish ministry, in the Jewish church. He didn't even come for us as Gentiles. If you didn't know this, most people say, "Well, he died for my sins." Well, he died for everybody's sins. But Jesus' intention was to come for the Jews that were so out of line and disrespectful to the word of God. Now, to go farther, Paul was the first to be launched out to reach the lost and unsaved Gentiles that weren't accepted in the Jewish churches, that weren't accepted in the synagogues, that weren't accepted in the meetings. But Jesus was so powerful that when he was teaching the Pharisees and the Sadducees that didn't want to hear, the crowd still followed him. So the word went forth regardless, but I just want to make that point that you know that Jesus did not come for the world, to earth.
Mm-hmm.
He came for the Jews.
Right.
And then he taught others to go forward and to love the world and to reach the lost and unsaved in other lands. Whole nother message. But I had to put that out there that, you know, the reason why Jesus came was not to fulfill anything but to destroy the law, that the Spirit could give life. Now, chapter 8, verse 1, it says, "Now this is the main point of things we are saying. We have such a high priest." Now, let me ask you a question. Do you know who the high priest is?
Jesus.
Oh, thank you. At least you don't know. I'm just playing. No, Zion looked at me and said, no. Well, that's because you're learning. But Jesus is the high priest, okay? So we have to understand that Jesus is the high priest. The reason why that distinction is in there, because the only way in the Old Testament that you could get to God was not a personal relationship, but was an encounter with the priest. And the priest would go in the prayer room. The priest would go in under the veil. The priest would go behind the curtain and petition your prayers. And I don't know if you know some of the old stories in the Old Testament, but the priest that went behind that veil that had some mess going on too, they never made it out. They would have to get a rope and lasso them out of there, because you could not get close to God's presence back then. And you had to be holy. You had to be holy and without sin to go before the Lord. But some of these priests that were just as bad as the people that they were taking testimonies went in there and died because they were not true.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the system didn't work. Say it with me. The system didn't work. Watch this.
The system didn't
now
work.
Now this is the main point of things we are saying. We have such a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord erected, and not man. You better understand something out there, everybody I'm talking to. Physical, spiritual, whatever it is, God made it. I know it may not look like God now. I know it may not sound like God now, but God made it. But we have the opportunity, men, to take back what the enemy has stolen. Watch this.
Amen.
For every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices. Therefore, it is necessary that this one also has something to offer. My God. Now, look at the difference here. It says that every high priest is appointed to offer what? Both gifts and sacrifice. But it says, this one, oh my God, this sacrifice, the main sacrifice, also has something to offer. For if he were on earth, he would not be a priest. Since there are priests who offer the gifts according to the what? Law.
Mm-hmm.
Who served the copy and shadow of the heavenly things, as Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle. For he said, see that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry. He ain't building tabernacles no more, but he has obtained a much more excellent ministry in as much as he is also mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. Now, watch this. The covenant with God and man began in the beginning. When God made man in his image, and when God breathed the breath of life in him, and when God gave him dominion, that was a covenant between man and God to be in relationship. But what happened? Man got all about himself. Man got about his thing. Man got stuck on something. Man fell over about something, and they lost that ability. But watch this. The new high priest was established, as the mediator of a what? Better covenant, which is established on better promises. If you're listening to me tonight, you better know this, and you better know this like you know everything. You are not on old promises that your mama and your daddy had. And I know they had good promises, because they were on better promises, but better gets better. And even though your parents and even though your people were on better promises, you better say, I get better. Because of Jesus who set the standard. Verse 7, watch this. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then no place would have been sought for the second one. You got to know that the old way never worked.
Right.
And you can put all their names under it. You can put Moses, you can put Joshua, you can put David, you can put every name under it that did not make the mark. Because if they would have, Christ would have never had to come. Oh my God. See, they would have established better promises, but he had to come because it says, for the first covenant had been faultless. Then no place would have been sought for the second one. Because finding fault with them, he says, behold, the days are coming. Say it and take off running. Say, behold, the days are coming.
The days are coming.
Says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judea. See, that gives us a distinction that it's just not the house of one, it's the house of all.
Amen.
Not according
Amen.
To the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand and led them out of Egypt. See, that's old. Because they did not continue in my covenant, and I disregarded them, says the Lord. Come on, y'all. This is the word. How can I? Now, I'm going to show you how you still must respect the Old Testament.
Gotcha.
You must respect the Old Testament. It's there for a reason. That each and every one of us can read the stories and the struggles of people going through and not making it. But when a new covenant comes, we know we can do how many things? All things.
All things. All things.
No, how many? Just one?
No, all
just
things.
Two?
No, all
three?
Things. No, all
just
things.
Four?
All things.
All things through the new covenant, Jesus Christ,
yeah.
Who strengthens me. Watch this.
That's right.
For this is a, oh, y'all better get ready. I strap up. Put on your seatbelt. Sit down somewhere. Don't fall over because this is going to blow you away right here. Verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
It says, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. Now, he didn't need no help. He says, I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. None of them shall teach his neighbor, none his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all will know me from the least of them to the greatest. Oh, if that ain't exciting right there. You don't need me to know the new covenant. You don't need, now I'm going to keep preaching it for those that wasn't listening. I'm going to keep preaching for those that might have missed it. But you don't need me. All you need is Jesus.
Jesus.
Watch this.
We have a direct
access. None of them shall teach us direct, you, boy, you said it, direct access. None of them shall teach his neighbor or none his brother, saying, know the Lord. For how many? All shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For
yes.
I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their lawless deeds. Now, here's the big part. He says, I will remember no more. My brother, you cannot be who you're supposed to be because you still remember. I'm just going to let that settle down. You're so hard on yourself, and you can't get where you're supposed to be because you still think you owe somebody. You think somebody is looking over your shoulder. No, God says he will remember no more. Why are you remembering?
Right.
Oh,
amen. 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 That's right.
Because them Old Testament preachers that tell you, oh, man, remember what you used to be. Don't forget where you used to come. Well, I don't forget where I came from, but I do not remember because he don't remember. See, when you don't remember who you used to be, you know who you were supposed to be.
Ooh, amen. That's right. That's
when
right.
you don't remember who you used to be, you will know who you were supposed to be. I like that one too, Mike, and I took off running.
Oh, yeah, right. That's right.
He says,
amen.
For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and lawless and their lawless deeds, I will remember no more. In that, he says, a new covenant he has made the first obsolete. Say it's obsolete.
Obsolete.
I don't have to worry about that no more.
Right. Well, you know one
now,
thing, Pastor. You answered the question with scripture, period, right here. Everything I was just talking about.
Oh yes,
right,
and I'm not done. Watch this. He says, "Now what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away." If you don't hear nothing else tonight, you must let your past vanish away.
Amen.
Stop going backwards because you keep being reminded of who you used to be.
Amen.
And in closing, in this short little sermon here, go to 2 Timothy, verse 15. 2 Timothy, verse 15.
What chapter?
It says, chapter 2 of 2 Timothy.
Okay, got you.
Verse 15. Oh, I could go back to there. Oh, I could go there. Ooh, that's chapter 2 is a strong chapter in 2 Timothy because it builds up one of my messages I preach weekly in chapter 3, which says, but know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. Ooh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Watch this. In verse 15 of chapter 2, it says, be diligent to present yourselves approved by God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. See, my brother, when you're in the new covenant, you got to know how to divide the truth. I don't preach on the Old Testament at all. That's just something for me because God didn't tell me to. But I know there are scriptures in the Old Testament that I know how to divide the truth for what's now and what was for yesterday.
Okay, right. Amen. Okay, dividing the truth. Divide.
You must divide the truth. Because it says, what? Present yourselves approved to God. You cannot be approved by God if you don't divide the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know what's for you.
Mm-hmm.
But see, most of us, Mike, we want to divide the truth and tell it what's for you.
Right.
No, when you divide the truth, it's about yourself. You are looking yourself in the mirror, and you are dividing the truth to say, oh, no, I missed that, but let me get it back, and now let me move in a new covenant where all things are possible.
Amen.
Let the church say amen. Oh, this
amen.
Conversation, you want to get into it? Come on, dial one. We did not mean to be here long. But look, Minister Mike has sparked up a word. I hope you were blessed by this word tonight. I hope it enriched you and give you a new way of thinking and knowing that you better be the new. What is new? Somebody tell me. What is new?
New.
Something
new.
never done before.
Right.
Something new. It has never been done before. When somebody comes out and say, man, I got a new dance mode, everybody else got to learn because it ain't never been done before. Won't you become
right.
new? Why don't you
Amen.
Become never done before? Why don't you become, won't you become unrecognizable?
Amen.
Because you don't look like you used to look when you're in the new covenant. Let the
nope.
church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, come on in. Amen. We hear you bubbling a little bit, but something wrong on your end.
Okay.
Anybody else dial one? Come on in. Anybody else dial one? Come on in the conversation. Let's talk about it. Zion said, "Let's spark it up."
Right. Okay.
Amen. So. I'm gonna turn it back over to you, and let's see where you did God answer you to what you wanted to know.
Yes, definitely, yeah, and it's right in scripture from the whole chapter 8 of Hebrews. I can't wait to read it four more times to actually get the understanding and everything else I need to get out of it. Yeah, that's right on time because it's something, yeah, man. Yeah. That was, man, yeah, that's right on time. Right on time today, yeah. It answered it. I mean, it answered it to the T, to the word, you know, to the very to the very last word, you know, that I've been, you know, that's been wrestling on my mind all week, you know, the New Testament and the Old Testament, because I've been hearing it. And I'm like, ain't we under grace now? Then Jesus dies and we don't have to go through all this condemnation all the time, you know.
Exactly.
And you're going to be hell bound and all this, you know.
Back in the old church, they used to have a thing called the mercy seat.
Uh-huh.
And if you got caught coming out the club, you got caught coming out somebody's house the next morning, you went to church Sunday, they going to put you on the mercy seat.
For real?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was big in the old-time church. They put you up there and embarrass you. But see, that is not biblical, because if God can remember no more, why do we always be the ones that want to remember?
Right. So that's what took it away. So is that why? Because I notice in churches now they don't have people say their testimonies no more.
One reason is because a lot of their testimonies is showing that the church didn't help them. So why would I bring you up front to get on the mic and you're going to say, well, my lights was messed up and my water was going off and I had to go down to the county building, not the church.
Okay, so the reason they got rid of the testimony was making the church look bad?
But because the church wasn't doing it. But I tell you, over here at the Now Church California, you come testify anytime you want to. We give you the mic anytime you want to. If you want to tell the goodness of God in your life and how he has showered on you, come on.
Amen. 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 Got you.
Evangelist
Got you.
Virginia, let's try it again. Welcome to the broadcast. Come on in.
Yes, sir. Can you all hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Well, I can hear you loud and clear. Good evening, man of God. Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, praise
Good
the
evening.
Lord. Good evening. I was listening at you all, and I could hear, is it Minister Michael?
Yes.
Okay, I heard something he said about we are not living under the law. We are not living under the law. And we not. My brother, we are not living under the law of Moses. We are no longer under the law now. The Bible
Amen.
Says we are under grace and truth that came
Amen.
By Jesus Christ. We are New Testament saints. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We are New Testament saints. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So we no longer under the law, but we are under grace and truth.
Amen.
And when you said that, I said, thank you, Jesus. I'm under grace. And I'm
thank
also
you, Lord.
Under the truth. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You
Bless
no
you, woman of God.
Law.
Thank you so much. No, we are
Bless
not.
Bless you. I know this is man up, but I had to say something. Amen.
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 We're
blessed that you did.
Hallelujah.
So, Ms.
Amen.
Virginia.
Yes.
Praise.
So, Ms. Virginia. Okay, now, you know, I have said we was under grace earlier. You know, we both say we under grace, we under truth. Now, do you think
yes.
So now, I mean, if people start realize that we are under grace and truth, that the fear will come out of them for all this stuff that's going on today?
Not exactly. Because the
okay.
Bible tells us we was not given the spirit of fear. You have two types of fear here. You have the fear
okay.
of the spirit. You have the fear of the devil. And he comes to bring fear upon the people. But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
We have to learn how to cast down fear. We need to learn
and,
how to cast
and,
down fear.
And
every man
and that comes from the confidence of knowing the new covenant. And knowing where you stand.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Fear comes when you don't know where you stand. Fear comes when
That's
you don't
right.
have no direction. Fear comes when
yes.
there's no stability. And when we
yes.
when we make a solid foundation together, you hear these yes and amens, you hear us saying, we're building a solid foundation of the new covenant that we are under grace.
Yes,
grace
we are.
Means it was unmerited favor.
Yes.
You did not deserve it. Grace means he gave you a free ticket. When
yes,
you should have been the first one on the hanging block.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
and I
Amen.
Was the first one.
That's
yeah.
what grace is. And that
That's
and I was the first
means.
One in line. Thank you, Lord. I was the first one
too.
In line. Thank you.
Yes, yes.
Thank you,
Lord,
for your grace.
Yes,
thank you for
thank
your
you.
Mercy.
Thank
because
you for
Mike, he did not have to do it.
He did.
Nope.
But he did. But
Y'all
he did. But he
come
did.
On.
Bless you, woman of God. Pastor Terry,
yes.
come on
Bless you, man of God.
Praise God. Good evening, my beautiful family. What an awesome man of the movement. Just awesome topic, Minister Michael, what you came with, because, you know, it takes us as believers to learn of Jesus' grace and not the Old Testament of Mosaic Law. I had to learn that, but I was, as you guys were preaching and ministering, Pastor E, I was over here saying, thank you, Jesus, for your grace that I can confess my sins and go to him and ask for forgiveness.
Yeah.
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 Confess
Hallelujah.
My sin. Confess my sin. Because if we say we don't sin, oh my gosh, the truth is not in us. It may be a little
mm-hmm.
sin, but
mm-hmm.
we have to confess our sin. So that's the last
yeah.
thing I go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, if there's anything that I have sinned against you in my spirit, in my against you, Lord, I ask for your forgiveness. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Confessing our goodness.
Mm-hmm.
We have to just lift our hands and thank him all the time. Thank you,
yeah.
Jesus, for your grace. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We got to just
Amen.
Praise him. God bless you all, family. You know I love you all. Amen.
Look, amen.
Much
amen.
Love.
Amen.
Hey, y'all better
yeah,
come
yeah,
on out.
Too.
Y'all better come on out. Hey, y'all better come on out to live church Sunday because the dynamic.
Praise God.
The extravagant woman of God is going to be bringing the word here at her home church, the Bell Church, California, Pastor Terry.
I'm going to let the Lord use me. You know, I'm just going to, that's what I do. I'm just his servant. Just use me, Lord, how you need to use me at that time.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to empty me and let him fill me up. Hallelujah. Praise
Hallelujah.
God for his goodness. Hallelujah. Praise him. God bless you all, family, and love you all. Amen.
Love you too.
Yeah, love you too. Love you too.
Amen.
But that, I think that should make us, you know, that should be make us grateful even more that we under grace now. You know, just knowing that.
You better believe it.
Yeah, you know, just knowing that, and like you say, you got to be able to divide the truth. And
yeah.
when you say divide the truth, that's from basically really from the Mosaic law to the grace that we under now with Jesus Christ.
Exactly. Well, no, it's being able to divide the Old Testament and the New Testament truth.
Yeah.
There are still numerous lessons in the Old Testament to make us say,
oh,
wow.
Yeah, all the time. Go ahead.
Because, you know, Christ was in the spirit then operating. Man was just operating in flesh.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at that and say, well, I want to follow Moses all the way. Well, you can only go, you can't cross the Jordan with Moses. I want to go all the way with David. Well, you're going to end up in a grave. I want to go all the way with Solomon. You're going to be in a tomb. I want to go all the way. Oh, I'm going to preach that one. You want to go all the way. But see, when you go all the way with Jesus, you go all the way to the top.
All the way.
Oh, y'all better stop me. Y'all better let me alone tonight.
That's right.
This has been great. Yeah. I want to give the invitation for anyone out there that if you're on this broadcast, you don't know how you got here, but you've heard some good, solid word for change. And you're probably listening online, and you want to give a discussion. You have to call in 319-527-6173. You must dial 1 to get in the queue so we can bring you up. We want to hear from you. We got a few more minutes left and we can still engage. And then for that special person out there that don't know what the heck we talking about when we talk about Jesus and saving and the love of God, well, I really want to talk to you. Dial 1. We have a special private queue. No one can hear us talk. I would love to share with my testimony on how I found him and how he never lost me and I've never lost him. It's very simple.
Yeah.
And then you may be out there, that last person, and you thought about something to say and it never came out. Come on, try now. Dial 1 and get in the conversation. Amen. Well, bless everybody tonight. Mike, I'm going to give you a minute for your closing, and then I'll give my little add-on to that, and we're gonna go home.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Go ahead.
Okay. Lord, thank you for bringing us together today on Man Up today. And we pray that your word reach several folks that's listening today and that they get that we under grace now and not under the Mosaic law no more and that we need to stay anchored in the word in the New Testament under the new covenant, Lord. And I pray that the word reach everybody listening, touch their hearts, revive their spirits, and even have them wake up the next day or wake up tomorrow with a new attitude, knowing that the Lord is with them at all times. Lord, I just want to pray for all the people that's listening, anyone that's under mental health. Lord, I pray that you encourage them and let them know that you're in their hearts and in their minds and that you're always with them, Lord. I just pray that you just revive their spirits, Lord, because they need it a lot. And I want you to watch over the homeless. Make sure that if they ain't got shelter, they can find some shelter and just help them out, Lord. And I just want to pray for everybody listening, Lord, that you answer their prayers according to your will and not our own, Lord. I know it's a lot of folks out there going through different things. Domestic dispute, domestic violence, you know, just isolation itself, Lord. Just let them know that you're there, Lord, and just take care of them and watch over us and just cover them with your grace that we're preaching on today, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Yes,
amen.
Lord. Yeah. Amen. Well, you know what? That's enough said. We're going to leave it right there. I do want to invite you guys. I will be a part of a panel discussion on Saturday night at the at the Miracle Theater in Inglewood. At the Miracle Theater Inglewood, tickets are $30. We're going to be talking about some real stuff. The topic is where is the love? And you got preachers. You got some of everybody going to be a part of this from the secular world to the body of Christ. And I hope I represent everyone well. As you know, I'm going to keep it real. Well, if you guys want to be a part of it, it's Saturday night from 6 p.m. to 11. Now, it goes through a meet and greet for about an hour. Then we're going to go into the panel discussion where questions and answers will be put before everyone. Then we're going to break and then come back for a live concert by Loose Ends. I don't know if you remember Loose Ends.
Yeah, I remember Loose Ends.
Young for that. But
Loose Ends, they're from England.
They're from England. They're going to be doing a full concert. Casey Veggie, they used to be a Rock Nation, is going to be there. And Bobby Womack's nieces, the three sisters of his sisters are going to be there. The Womack sisters are going to be there, and they're promoting them. They're launching them at this event. If you want to be a part of it, get out, have a good time. It's black tie, so put on your best, come on out and shine, and spend some time with Pastor E on Saturday night. Then Sunday, say Sunday.
Sunday.
Sunday is Women's Sunday here at the Now Church, California. And I don't even know everything. You know how the ladies do. They do it big.
Right.
So I am going to just be a part of it. I'm going to be just excited to help any way I can. But I see big things happening here. So I heard a little rumor about some chicken and waffles. Or a little rumor about some donuts in the beginning. You know how y'all do it. Don't want to give all your secrets away. But come on out and fellowship with us this Sunday. Bring a friend. Come on and bless the Lord as Pastor Terry brings the word. Darlene says she's doing the whole praise and worship. So I don't basically have to do anything, but you know what I'm saying. But anyway, come on out, have fellowship with us, and let's have a good time in the Lord this Sunday, 10 a.m. We out on time.
Yes.
So we start on time. Yes. Love you guys. Uh-huh. Know that you are loved.
Love you too.
Honored.
All right.
And appreciated. In what? Jesus' name.
Yeah,
right.
Baby.
Loving me touch the hem of his garment, touch the hem of his garment, and I will be made whole.
know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.